This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, 9:36, 24 till 10. We started this morning, 6 o'clock, Dave Cohen and I. I was saying, I quizzed him, and I said penicillin was discovered by, and there was a blank there, and the guy's name was Fleming, but I can remember in fifth grade, they were diagramming a sentence, J.P. Morrell. It's amazing the things you remember from school. And the sentence was, penicillin was discovered by serendipity. And like an idiot, I went to my Uncle George's encyclopedia and tried to look up serendipity when I should have gone to the dictionary, which means you're an educated man. Tell me.
I have no idea.
Serendipity means by accident. I'm sorry. You discovered it by accident.
So you're doing quizzes the day after Mardi Gras.
JP, I've been up since 3:30 walking a dog. So that's the problem here, and I apologize for doing that to you. But here's what I'm getting to. I was on St. Charles Avenue yesterday with New Orleans and Company. Again, thanks to Walt Leger for their outstanding hospitality as always. And I got to tell you, my friend, I saw the vision of Mardi Gras. There were no tents. There were no ladders. There were few ladders, if any. There were no porta potties. And I'm going to tell you what, everybody I spoke to out there, man, woman, child, black, white, female, male, young, old, thought it was better. And I think that you have, I know you always want to make Mardi Gras better. I think we saw by serendipity, because of the weather, by accident yesterday, what it could be. Thoughts?
I agree. I mean, part of the whole reason why we did the revamp last year, and I'm looking forward to a new administration next year, really having robust enforcement, is that it makes Mardi Gras better when people are not segregated into little mini tents and many houses, and people aren't separated from the route by walls of ladders. And I mean, it's just Mardi Gras that you and I used to go to as kids was like a open air party where everyone intermingled.
Let me jump in. Where were you yesterday?
I was at Gallagher Hall.
What you just described, JP, is what I saw. When there was a break in the parade, and there weren't many, there was line dancing breaking out in the street. People were free to walk about up and down the street, across and back and forth and intermingle. And there were no tents. There was no defined property in quotation marks. And you mentioned segregation. I know that can have a different meaning, but it's just separating people. There was none of that. And I got to tell you, I wish you had been out there with me yesterday. I wish I could have had a film crew with me yesterday, because I would be preaching this like no tomorrow.
Well, I got to walk down Poydras to get there, because, mm-hmm. You know, obviously they changed the Zulu route so that it went up Poydras and dispersed at the Superdome. And to your point, walking down Poydras, it was that. You had the adults and children on the street, all the kids, all different, you know, backgrounds, whatever, were all playing on the back street. And it kind of reminded me how it used to be when I was a kid, which is that everybody kind of just, you kind of met your new neighbors during the course of the parade, and everyone just kind of got along. And to your point, like I meant segregation in the actual dictionary term.
I just didn't want to, but I mean, it's
when you look at what Mardi Gras has become, it's become like, I kind of make that joke, it's become sort of like this weird free party Coachella where everyone kind of pays for their own experience,
right,
and no one has the same experience because everyone just kind of builds their own little area that they and their family stay in to the exclusion of everybody else. And on one hand, like I said before, it's also a significant safety issue because as when I talk to law enforcement, when I talk to EMS, when there were instances where they had to get out there because someone fell down or someone got hurt or someone whatever, they could freely enter and exit the route. And one of the things people kind of complain about is they complain about the fact that the parade stall for extended period of times during, you know, the course of Mardi Gras. Part of that stall, Tommy, is that when something happens, they have to stop the parade until police, EMS, or fire can get to the scene and fix it. And when you have walls of houses and walls of ladders and people can't get in and off the route, when something does happen, it causes a catastrophic stop in the parade. When you have easy access to and from the route, not just with people, but with those people trying to help people, things get resolved much faster, too, and the parade continues to go.
And I think that happened with Zulu yesterday. There was a, I think, where I was, I couldn't tell, but I think it was Jackson Avenue. Something was turning or something broke. They got it resolved pretty quickly.
Exactly. I mean, because it's just, it's hard for people sometimes to realize that sometimes when policymakers are doing things, we're doing things for the greater good. And when we're making changes, it's not targeted to ruin someone's Mardi Gras because they can't have a tent or they can't have a ladder. It's because we're trying to do what's best for everyone. And that was kind of the idea behind it. It was unfortunate this year that we couldn't do what we wanted to do, but that's why, Tommy, we didn't repeal the law this Mardi Gras. We kind of just gave NOPD the discretion to deal with the things post January 1st. But it's just one of those things where next year we'll have more education for people who are coming to parades. Hopefully we'll have an administration that actually does sign the contracts with contractors so that we can have all the debris picked up along the route and we can have towing and other enforcement ready to go so that we can all have the Mardi Gras we need.
I was thinking about this last night as I was going to bed, and I'm a little bit passionate about it because I love Mardi Gras, but I had grown to hate it. And yesterday reminded me, JP, of why I had grown to hate it. And it's the damn tents, and it's the damn ladders, and it's the damn tarps, and it's the damn, this is my property. And when JP said segregation, that's the only reason I...
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I kind of drilled into it. It has nothing to do with race at all. It's about this is my house, this is my property, and it's not. It's public ground, and it just, I think it ruins the experience for everybody. I don't know if the roots of this go back to people wanting the best for their kids and thinking they're entitled to this or that or trying to shield or protect their kids. I don't know if it goes back to the creation and development of these tents. Because I did give this some serious thought, JP, and I'm thinking, well, the only thing that changed is they manufactured a tent, and I can remember in the radio days when they first came out, with a logo on it that you could set up. Well, just because they make them, that doesn't mean, much like the little thing where you're sitting there and you poop in a phone booth, that doesn't, they made a nylon, that doesn't mean that you have the right or should be able to take it out to the route, right?
Right. And I mean, honestly, it's kind of interesting because if you talk to a lot of locals, people who still want to have that original experience, when you look at parades and where they start, you know, Jefferson, Chapultepec, those narrow streets where you can't have tents and you can't have ladders. If you've ridden in the parade and I had the opportunity to be the Grand Marshal of Allah, there is a definitive twist when you're going down the route, down those smaller streets where people are still just lined up normally, mm-hmm. to when you get to the Napoleons and the St. Charles's and further down the route.
Expand
where
on
those Taj Mahals pop up.
Expand
well,
that.
Because the streets are so narrow on the earlier part of the route, you can't have those tents or those ladders, and you see people intermingling, talking to each other in the street. It's like once you get to the area where there is real estate to claim to create those different opportunities to have tent cities and ladder walls, it is a jarring difference as a rider watching people commingle and be together on the smaller streets when you hit the big ones and it comes very, I want to say, like, commercialized to your mm-hmm. point, in that because it's so easy to go buy that pop-up poop tent off Amazon or to go buy that quick spring-up tent or to get the – I mean, honestly, Tommy, remember back in the day, you had to go to the local hardware store and buy the pieces to build a ladder to put your kids in.
Yep.
I don't know where they're buying these ladders now, but, like, these are not the ladders our parents put together with some screws mm-hmm. over the course of a year. They're perfectly manufactured, identical ladders. Seems like they're being built, you know, in mass, probably by somebody at a boutique.
And I don't care who makes them. I don't care where you get them. I just think that somehow, because things have become available, well, then all of a sudden it gets grandfathered in. And it's like, well, yeah, sure, that's right. Set it up on a route. And I think, man, I'm going to tell you what, I think we had a vision of what it could be yesterday. I honestly do. I didn't hear anybody complain about it. And text lines are open at 504-260-1870. If you were on the parade route yesterday on St. Charles Avenue, do you think it was more enjoyable or less enjoyable? I'd love to hear from you. So what would it take politically? And look, there is a little bit of a problem maybe with folding chairs. Maybe you address that somehow. Maybe you don't. It all goes to selfishness. Again, the only reason people used to bring these lawn chairs, the foldable ones with the web and the aluminum. Remember them? They'd bring them and set them
yep.
up. Then they got to the folding chairs in a bag, which are bigger and take up space and are heavier and harder to move and more cumbersome. So that complicates the issue. Again, the tents are available. So all of a sudden people started. You know what, JP? I think we need to take Mardi Gras back, to use a phrase. I hate to say it, but I think we do. And I hate to use that phrase, but I think the council needs to show some leadership, as you have. And I guess that brings me to the politics of it all. And what needs to be done starting right now? Because at Kern Studios, they'll tell you, Blaine Kern used to say they start on Ash Wednesday preparing for the next Mardi Gras, right? So what does the council need to do right now in advance of an anticipation of a new administration to try to make some changes that'll stick?
Well, for the first thing, in the ordinance, in the laws we changed last year, there's actually a post-Mardi Gras meeting in April. So there will be a meeting, like a post-mortem, where we talk about those things that worked and didn't work. And I think the conversation will come up as far as, like, how we move forward on the law that's already on the books. The biggest difference is the council called upon the administration after we passed the law last year to go do the request for proposals or request for qualifications to hire the contractors to do the bulk of the work. Keeping the route clear, picking up stuff that's put out there hours in advance, all that stuff is typically done. Tommy, the 1 year where the administration did it, it's because you hire contractors to keep the route clear. So the first thing is you do the work. That's the easy part, which is when someone sets up Taj Mahal 5 hours early, you tear it down and throw it away. Mm-hmm. So that's just a council with an administration that will work with them hiring the contractor to do that. The same issue with parking is kind of an additional headache for NOPD and the like, because people park their cars in the middle of the street or blocking side streets. Towing's been an issue for years, but getting parks and parkways, getting NOPD that background support so that when there is a tent or obstruction on the route, getting the ability to move it early is huge. The second thing is, now that we have experience with what SEER 1 is going to look like, and that'll be part of the conversation in April with NOPD, how can we utilize those additional resources to free up NOPD manpower for enforcement? Because because part of the issue is, a guy from Parks and Parkways is not equipped to approach a group of Chads who are setting up a tent with a keg and a grill and get into it with them. Respond more robustly when NOPD says, take that down and put it away.
We got to take a break.
Versus some guy.
Got to take a break. I'm going to be right back with Cynthia Lee Sheng from Jefferson Parish. JP, I'm going to stay with you on this throughout the year because I want to see you change. Back in a flash, WWL.